This is the to-do list of the Semi-Adult Podcast with Ray from Ray's Days and Jules from Oven Lovin', where we talk about never having it totally together, but faking it anyway. Hi, Jules. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. You just had a big family brunch, right?
I did. It was on Sunday, and we had a total of 18 people in our home.
Wow.
And it's a small home, so it was a little bit overwhelming. And, of course, I made way too much food, but AJ had the ingenious idea to get these to-go containers that we actually, like, asked for at a restaurant. And they sold us 10 of them for $2.50, which was probably a ripoff, but, so we were able to send most of the food out with the guests, which was nice.
That's amazing. That's such a good idea.
I know. It was such a good idea. And I didn't really want to ask our server, and he totally took care of it.
Yeah, that's really great. What kind of dishes was it? Like, could you go to Target and buy some of them, or was it special?
The styrofoam or the food?
The styrofoam.
Oh, it was just the, like, styrofoam doggy bag containers, which I thought they sold in stores, but I couldn't find them when I was looking.
Yeah. I bet there's something similar.
Yeah, I don't know. Also, I planned this brunch for Memorial Day weekend, which is when everyone is having parties, and that was not a good idea.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
So, like, I bought these buffet trays that hold a foil 9x13 pan, and then there's a pan full of water, and then there's, like, a sterno with a flame to keep things warm.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought three of them and then decided I needed a fourth and went back to the store to get them, and they were sold out.
Oh, right. Okay.
So, and there was a lot of stuff that I just had to, like, think of other ideas on the fly because the store was out of whatever, so.
Wow. That's an extra challenge.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if I had been making burgers and hot dogs like everyone else, it would have been fine, but I was, like, looking for really specific things, and it was just a little bit harrowing, but it worked out. Everyone came and had fun, and it was delicious, so that was good.
Awesome. So I guess I have a few questions. I want to know about your menu, and I want to know what it was like cooking for 18. Mostly those are my two questions.
Okay. So I just did mostly breakfast things. I did, like, a egg hash brown casserole and a French toast casserole and a coffee cake. I did egg and bacon cups where I lined a muffin tin with strips of bacon and then cracked an egg in it and baked it. Which was nice because those are gluten free, and one of our guests was gluten free. And, I made vegetable and fruit cups that I put in individual cups so people could just take one and walk around instead of, like, having a tray.
That's so smart.
Also, I think that's more sanitary.
Yeah.
I get real freaked out about food at parties. And then I made a Bloody Mary mix, a sangria slash juice because adults were adding the wine in separately because I wanted something for the kids. And then a coffee mocha punch that had ice cream in it and was cold. And we did a fourth drink that was something I can't remember now.
That all sounds incredible.
It was good. It was too much. Like, I really could have done a lot less. But one thing I did do was, like, I looked for meals that I could make in advance.
Yeah.
So the French toast meal was a overnight French toast. You cut the bread and put the egg batter over the top and then let it sit for 24 hours.
Okay.
And so it didn't seem like a lot when I was making it, but it turned out it was way too much food for 18 people.
Well, I guess it's better to have more too much food than not enough food for everyone.
That's kind of how I feel. I'll know next time I can do, like, half of what I made, but and then we had people bring stuff, too, which was so nice.
Oh, yeah, that is nice.
Helpful. So that, on top of everything else, too, I should have taken more into account what people were bringing.
Yeah, it's hard to plan yourself and guests and everything. I don't know. I feel like it's hard to keep track.
Yeah, and, like, I'm a big proponent of, like, asking for help. And when people offer to help, like, take them up on it because party planning is hard. And so if someone offers to bring something, like, absolutely let them bring something that's nice for them to contribute and nice for you to have to make one less dish. And it's totally okay to, like, direct them. Like, I told AJ's cousin, I said, make a salad. I don't care if it's a fruit salad or a quinoa salad or a pasta salad. Just bring a salad. And she brought a pasta salad, and that was, you know, I just knew I needed another cold dish or whatever. Yeah, so definitely, like, let people help, but also remember that they're helping and don't overdo it if you have people bringing food. And then I really, really, really like party decoration.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's, like, two schools of thought where, like, people think Pinterest isn't real life, which it isn't. And, like, the parties that are on Pinterest are crazy. But also, I think if you take a little bit of time to put up decorations, it sets the whole atmosphere.
Yeah, that's really, I think that's really nice.
And I did really cheap decorations. I bought some scrapbook paper for, like, $5 and made a paper chain like you did when you were little with strips of paper.
Yeah.
And I made a polka dot garland, and then I bought these dollar tissue paper palms or puffs or whatever that I hung.
That's so cute.
Yeah, and that was it, and fresh flowers. And so it was just, like, a little bit of effort to make it look like a party.
Oh, that sounds so fun. Do you have any pictures of your decoration?
I do. We took a lot of pictures, and the two kids that we had are 6 and 8, and they love taking pictures. And what's great about them is that they are short, so they get the best views of, like, tablescapes.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah.
So I just, like, at one point handed them my camera and said, okay, trade off every 10 pictures. Go.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah. So I haven't looked at them yet, but I definitely am going to do a blog post soon and put them up in the show notes, perhaps.
Yeah, that would be awesome because those sound really adorable.
It was fun. It was good. So you have been talking about wanting to do a housewarming party.
Yes. I actually set a date for it for the weekend before my birthday, which is June 17th. So I have people coming over now. At least I hope people will come over. I still don't know a lot of people in the city, but I know some people. And so we invited people over, and I don't have any idea what I'm going to do. It's like part housewarming, part my birthday, I guess. But I'm really just excited to have people over in my space because I haven't, you know, had people over yet. And so I guess I'll need food and drinks and something, but I don't know what to do yet.
Well, I feel like my mom used to get really stressed out about parties sometimes, and she was visiting me in Ligonier, and we went to our friend Steve's parents' house, and they just had us over, and they just ordered a pizza and had ice cream for dessert, which is very, very minimal as far as effort, but my mom was really impressed that people were willing to do that because it was so minimal effort, but the most important part is, like, the people that you're with. So, like, ordering pizza is always my backup plan for any party. I'm like, well, if this sucks, we'll just order pizza.
No, that's a good idea. Everybody likes pizza.
Yeah.
I like cookies and cupcakes, and since it's, like, kind of for my birthday, I want to have some kind of dessert, I think, which I'll probably buy because I'm not that good at baking stuff. I'm, like, okay at it, but not for, I don't know, a lot of people. So, you know what, though? Jewel down the street, the grocery store, has, like, an amazing baked goods section.
Oh, good.
And every time I go in, I, like, find stuff. I'm, like, in trouble because I find something that I want. So maybe I'll just go, like, raid their baked goods.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. I'm a big proponent of baking your own birthday cake or ordering your own birthday cake whatever, because you want to get something that you want.
Yeah.
And so, like, it's your birthday. You can force people to eat the cake you want.
That is such a good point.
So I like always just like want to make my own cake because I want to control the flavor.
What is your favorite cake?
Well, the cake that I made for my Fiesta birthday a couple years ago was like the best cake I've ever had.
It was really delicious.
It was tres leches, I think is how you pronounce it. It's Mexican and it stands for three milks, and you soak the bread in this milk, sweet milk mixture, and it manages to get soft but not soggy somehow, and it's delicious. But I'm also a big fan of funfetti.
Oh, I love funfetti. That's a good point. Maybe I'll make something funfetti. Can we put your recipe for the what is it, tres leches cake in the show notes?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay,
cool. I actually made, for that post, I had to make a second cake, and I was thrilled. Because I had two cakes in, like, the span of, like, 1 week.
That's awesome. I was just talking earlier today about how much I love cupcakes that have been in the fridge with, like, a buttercream frosting.
Oh, yeah. Because
the frosting's, like, cold and kind of solid. And if you have, like, a good moist cake, it's, like, really good to have it cold. You know, not so it's, like, dried out and cold, but if it's just, like...
Yeah.
Solid cakes. So maybe I'll just buy a bunch of cupcakes and stick them in the fridge and make
frozen cake cupcakes. Yeah. Is the best cake.
Yeah. It's really good. That's probably my favorite.
That sounds like a good plan. Cupcakes. What are you going to serve for dinner?
I don't know.
I feel like lasagna is really a good choice all around.
Oh, that is a good choice.
You can make it or... buy it, like buy like Stouffer's or whatever.
Yeah, those are always good. Those kind of, what is it? Yeah, Stouffer's lasagna. You can just put in the oven. I was thinking to maybe just like a bunch of like finger food or something, and people could just snack on stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And have that like be their dinner.
Oh, we made bacon wrapped dates for the brunch too, which are always.
I love bacon wrapped dates.
I know you're the one who told me like make bacon wrapped dates, and they're incredible. Oh, yeah.
They're so good. They're always so good.
I almost just said the F word. That's how incredible.
That's how good they are.
How many people are you having?
Okay. Yeah, I don't really know. I think we invited, not that many, maybe like less than 10. So it's not like a huge 18-person party like yours was. So maybe that'll be easier because it'll be easier to like have food and drinks and stuff for like less people.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll see. I'm not sure who's available. It's, like, hard in the summer because everyone's got, like, you know, vacations and plans and weddings and this and that. So it's kind of hard as an adult to plan summer stuff, I think.
Do you have, like, are people RSVPing or is it just real casual?
Well, we just have it on Facebook right now so that I could, like, get a date and get people's attention.
Yeah.
So, like, some people have responded, but I haven't looked in a while to see if anyone else has lately. Even if it's just, like, two people, I think it will be fun to have people over and drinks and
definitely.
Food and stuff. Yeah.
One thing we did, too, was because we have minimal space in our apartment, we, like, took out everything that wasn't. And we used to do this for our college parties, too, but we took out everything that wasn't, like, very important. And, okay. Set up a bunch of different seating areas, and everyone seemed to have a place to sit. The kids sat on the floor.
Okay.
Which is fine. They can sit on the floor. Like, they're young and nimble. But that worked out really well, too. I was happy with – and actually, we haven't put everything back yet because it's kind of nice to have space.
Yeah.
That's true.
I will never forget one day in – college, we were at the Jace Lounge, which is this really like rundown apartment building where all our friends lived, and it was kind of late-ish one night, and someone was like, "Do you guys want to have a party?" And they were like, "Yeah, I guess let's do it." And they, in like 10 seconds flat, I swear, put all the furniture away, like in bedrooms, in their designated spot, got the drinks out, got the cups out, and like turned the music on, and like it was a party in like 2 minutes flat. It was really impressive.
Yeah, that's pretty much like I think the steps for having a party.
Yeah. That's true. Well, I guess, yeah, at the very least, we can clear some space and put on music and
have some call drinks. It a day.
Yeah, I think it would be fun to have some drinks, to have some theme drinks or something, or fun drinks. It doesn't have to be a theme.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think there's so many different options for cocktails, and it's really fun to, like, dream up cocktails.
Yeah, that's true.
We did, I had bought this lingonberry, I don't know how to say it, lingonberry concentrate.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and so that's what I used for our sangria, and, like, I didn't plan on that, but I wanted to use it, and so that's what we did, although I think the kids ended up drinking most of it.
Oh, that's funny. Sangria is a really good party drink, I think, to
make.
Because you can make big quantities of it pretty easily.
And it looks pretty, and the fruit, and the fresh fruit adds a nice touch. Sangria, like, is so customizable, and, like, last year I made this strawberry basil sangria for summer, and it was incredible. Ooh,
that sounds good.
So it's definitely a versatile option.
Now that it's warmer out, like, a good sangria is kind of fun.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do that.
Don't forget the ice.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's my biggest recommendation.
Giant ice.
I had, like, been freezing ice trays for weeks up into this brunch and, like, dumping them out into a plastic bag night and putting the bag in the freezer and filling the ice tray up. And, like, I don't know what I was thinking because we still needed to buy bags of ice. Like, I can't possibly make enough ice to keep things cold.
That's really funny.
I know. So don't make your own ice. Just buy ice.
That's good advice. I was thinking, Joy the Baker recently had recipe for these really good Jell-O shots. And mm-hmm. I was thinking for July 4th, we're having you guys up on July 4th, and I'm really excited about, and a couple of our other friends. So we were thinking, I was talking to our friend Roseanne about making Jell-O shots. Maybe I was talking to everyone about it. It's hard to keep track. But we were talking about making Jell-O shots for that weekend, at least, and using some fancy recipes that Joy the Baker has. I can put those in the show notes, too.
Yeah, her Jell-O shots looked really pretty.
Yeah. Yeah, they did look really pretty, and they looked like they tasted better. I'm not, like, the biggest fan of regular Jell-O shots, but hers looked really good.
Yeah, I'm sure they tasted better than regular Jell-O. I can't get past the jiggling.
Yeah.
I can't do it. I never liked Jell-O shots in college, and I don't like them now. But I will happily create them for you guys.
Yeah, that's funny. Do you think it's if it were smaller bites, you would like it less, or it doesn't matter?
I don't think it matters. I just I can't do it.
That's okay. You don't have to.
I'll be sipping on my sangria while you guys have your Jell-O shots.
Sounds good. I just want to make them mostly. It sounds like a fun activity.
Yeah, I really like I've seen a couple recipes for, like, alcoholic fresh fruit popsicles.
Ooh, that's a good idea for summer.
And they can't be very alcoholic if they're going to freeze.
Right.
But they look really delicious.
Maybe I'll just have popsicles and cookies at my party. And some frozen cupcakes.
I think that would be a great party. I would totally go to that party. What else is going on?
Well, I entered Small Cool Spaces last week. And I know we talked about that on the last podcast.
I want to put a link to your entry, though, into the show notes.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah. So that was really fun because it got, like, a lot more votes than I ever expected it to.
Yeah, I think you're in third place right now, which is pretty incredible.
Yeah, so that was, like, super fun. And the comments have been really fun and nice. And so that was a really fun part of my week.
And you have to register, but it's free and doesn't take very long. So you should register and vote for Ray. Oh, the other thing I wanted to say about brunch was that we went to a Cinco de Mayo party the other week. And I thought that the hostess was so smart because she kept she staggered the food, so she kept bringing it out in rounds. So as soon as something would run out, she would go and bring something else and replace it, which was really super smart. So I thought, oh, I'm going to do that for the brunch. The problem with that is it depends on the size of your kitchen, because I have a very tiny kitchen, and so I was in the kitchen the whole party and no one could be in there with me.
Okay.
Whereas Anastasia has a big kitchen, so like people hang out with her while she's doing this, and that makes it a little bit easier, I think. So like at the end of the day when we had finished cleaning up, I asked AJ if everyone had fun, because I wasn't quite sure, because I wasn't present as much as I would like to be. So I don't know about the size of your kitchen, but watch that.
That's a good tip. So when you said you made a lot of food ahead of time. When did you, like, start cooking and stuff?
I started cooking Saturday. So the brunch was on Sunday, and I started cooking, like, Saturday around noon probably. And a lot of the stuff I, like, made to a certain point and put it in the fridge. Okay. And then finished baking it on Sunday. But things that I could make in advance and reheat, I did. I made the egg cups in advance and reheated those and kept them in a crock pot to keep them warm. And I made the bacon wrap dates in advance. Completely, and then just microwave them before the party. And then the other stuff just like kind of sat half made in a cooler because we didn't have room in the fridge. And then the next morning I had kind of figured out how much time everything would take and went backwards from there. So I woke up at like 6 on Sunday to make sure to get things started at the right time, so things would come out at the right time.
That is, I can't even make a regular dinner and have stuff come out at the right time.
Well, okay, so with a regular dinner, I think it's harder.
Okay, that makes me feel a little better.
Yeah, because with party food, like, not everything has to be ready at the same time.
Yeah.
By no means. And so, and you only have so much room in your oven anyway, so you're going to have to stagger things anyway.
Yeah.
But timing is by far the hardest part about cooking.
Okay. My mom tells me stories about her mom, and she would be so good at that, that she would have, like, everything finished at the same time and, like, be ready to serve.
I'm just getting to that point, but for years I just, like, knew tricks, like how to keep things warm or how to reheat things, because I couldn't figure it out.
Yeah.
And it's, like, a matter of, like, figuring out how long each thing takes and starting it at the right time.
Even today for lunch, I, like, had chicken and vegetables and, like, made some garlic bread that I just threw in the oven. And I, like, had my whole meal ready and was like, oh, I guess I should put in the garlic bread.
I'm notorious for getting up halfway through a meal and getting the bread out of the oven. Like, I do that all the time because I always forget. Because you can't – if you put it in too early, you'll forget. And if you put it in too late – you know, you have to get up, but yeah, garlic bread is deceiving because it takes 5 minutes, so you don't think that's going to be very long, but then when your food is ready, it's totally a long time.
Yeah, yeah, and then even after 5 minutes, it's like, I guess it has to cool for, like, I don't know, a little bit.
Yeah.
So it's just hard.
It is hard. It's totally hard, but I think it's easier with parties because no one, unless you're hosting dinner around a dining room table, no one expects you to have everything ready at the same time.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. And, like, part of it, too, like you said, with your friend's party, you just hang out and get stuff ready and finish stuff. So, you know, if you have good company, it's less strict.
Yeah, definitely. And even if you're not doing the food in rounds, or if you would prefer not to do that and have things ready at the same time, like, for the Fiesta birthday, like, I had all the dinner ready at, like, an hour into the party. So I was still doing a little bit of work up front. Like, you can't expect to cook meals for people and not be in the kitchen at some point.
Yeah.
But, so I always like to give people, like, an hour of appetizers, usually.
Cool. How did you come up with the stuff you wanted to cook?
I used Pinterest and pinned a bunch of stuff that I thought I would want to make, and then kind of narrowed it down from there. And I would say, like, most of the things I thought I would be making from the Pinterest board, I actually didn't make. Because eventually I, like, came to my wits and realized I needed to search for things like overnight French toast and overnight casserole because I couldn't do it all in the same day. But, you know, you just want to make sure you have, like, a balance. Like, I was really worried that we didn't have enough green. So when AJ's mom asked if she could bring something, I said, yes, please bring a green vegetable. Like, we need something healthy in this. And I always try and make sure that there's, like, a vegetarian option and a gluten-free option just because people shouldn't have to bring their own food to a party.
That's nice.
But, I mean, if someone is, like, paleo and raw, like, I'm sorry, I can't cater to everyone. So yeah. You have to choose, like, choose your battles, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's true. I think you can't expect – if people have really particular diets, you can't always expect to cover everything. But I think that's nice to have a couple of different options.
Yeah, I just – and, like, I don't know. I feel like everyone is at a different place in, like, their nutrition and what they want to eat. And so, like – it's good to offer a variety for people.
Well, I will put together more plans and probably talk to you about them excessively before my party.
That sounds good. I love parties. Also, I should tell you that I didn't even have a shopping list for this brunch until the Friday before.
Okay.
So I went to the store Friday, cooked Saturday, and had it on Sunday. So it's totally doable.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's true. I feel like a lot of the fun of parties is the anticipation. I mean, the fun part is actually having it, but it's also fun to think about stuff you want to do and plan and decorate.
Yeah, I had more fun planning decorations because I wanted it to be, like, elegant and springy, even though we're practically in summer. And and so I had a lot of fun planning those, probably more than any other aspect of the planning process, I think.
There's a really cute store in my neighborhood called Paper Source, and I just went by there today to pick up a card, and they have the cutest everything in it. They have cute, like, decorations and plates and napkins and banners and utensils and straws and, like, everything. And I was like, I could just buy all this stuff and throw a really great party. It was, like, all really, really cute stuff.
Yeah. I've heard good things. I think Paper Source is a chain, right? Or is it just Chicago?
I think there's more than one for sure, but I really honestly don't know.
Yeah, I've heard other people talk about them. They do really good work.
Yeah, it's super cute.
I just, like, had a major problem with the cost of party decorations.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I just, like, was really upset. I was looking for garland, like, that's just pieces of paper sewn together. That's all it is. And it was like $9 for 9 feet, and I'm not paying $1 a foot for garland that took me like 2 hours to make, like 300 feet.
What kind of budget did you plan for your party?
I kind of feel like parties are like vacations in that it's okay not to have a budget.
That sounds great.
I mean, I was offended by paying $9 for garland, but I also, like, paid probably $200 in food at the grocery store. And when we were leaving, I was like, well, that was less than I thought. So, I mean, I feel like when you're having your friends over for whatever reason or your family, like, that isn't really the time to, like, scrimp.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if you were poor and you had kids and you want your kids to have a birthday, then yes, like, by all means, throw a meager party. Like, that's fine. But I feel like parties are luxuries. And so if you can afford it, afford it.
Yeah. No, I prescribe by that.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, maybe we're going to be starving for the next month. I don't know. I haven't balanced our checkbook yet, but.
Worth it.
Yeah, it totally was. Do you want to go into our weekly recap?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Let's do it. Lightning round.
Oh, I'm glad you called it that too. What was your favorite outfit last week, Ray?
Well, okay. Honestly, my favorite outfit was wearing my bathing suit to the pool for Memorial Day weekend.
That is totally fair.
That was, like, amazing. And it was so nice to sit outside and be in the sun. So that is 100% my favorite outfit.
That sounds amazing. I went shopping on Memorial Day and hadn't gone shopping in a very long time. And there was a ton of Memorial Day sales. And I bought, like, 7 outfits.
Oh, that's great.
I know. It was so great. And I can't decide what my favorite outfit was. On Tuesday, I wore this Kelly Green A-line dress that has, it's made of eyelet lace.
That sounds so cute.
And it has, it came with a navy belt, and I wore a navy cardigan over it and navy flats.
Aw, that's so cute.
And I really liked that dress, but then today I bought this, like, or I bought it on Monday, but today I wore this flouncy orange, construction cone orange dress that sort of reminds me of, like, the boyfriend shirt dresses.
Yeah.
But the material is, like, fancier.
Okay.
I don't know what material this is. It's not silk. I don't know what this is. But
some of those shirt dresses, I feel like, are dangerously thin and light fabric, and people wear them and they blow around.
I was totally worried about my dress being see-through, so last night I changed into it and went out and stood in front of a light and made sure AJ could not tell the color of my underwear.
No, I totally get where you're coming from, because those dresses can be thin and which is good for summer, but it's not good for see-through.
And the sun is always brighter than, like, the dressing room, so...
Yeah, yeah. So were you safe?
I am confident this dress is not see-through.
Okay, good.
What are you reading?
I just picked up today, actually, the latest issues of Saga and Ms. Marvel, the comic books. So I am catching up on both of those that I really, really enjoy. Saga just started... It's monthly issue. Like, they have seasons kind of for comic books, and they just started their new season, I guess. I don't know if that's the official comic book word for it, but it's kind of like TV shows. Like, they take a little break and then start again.
Okay.
And so they just started their first issue back. Came out, I think, last week, and Ms. Marvel's 4th issue just came out.
Do you subscribe to them like a magazine?
Yeah, you can. I was getting a lot of them electronically on my iPad through Comixology. But I also like to go to local comic book stores when I can. And so I went to Chicago Comics this week and picked up those 2 most recent issues. And they actually, a lot of comic book stores have a service where you can sign up with them and say, like, hey, these are the... you know, comic books that I read, and they pull them for you. So, like, when new ones come in, they pull it and set it aside, and you can stop in, like, once a month and pick up all your comic books, which is really cool.
Do they come out once a month?
Yeah, a lot of them come out once a month. The ones I'm reading come out once a month, which is, like, I first read Saga when in the volume. So, like, after I think 10 issues come out, they make a volume for Saga. And so I read the first 10 issues, like, in the volume, and then maybe there were 2 volumes even out at that point. So I, like, sped through all these volumes, and then it was like, oh, now I have to wait a month for a new issue to come out. So, but now I'm happily waiting, and it was fun to catch up and see that new issue.
Cool.
Yeah, so those I'm excited about getting back into. Well, Ms. Marvel just started, I guess. It's just on its 4th. This, like, I think they restarted the whole Ms. Marvel. And they actually, this is the first Muslim American. So Ms. Marvel is the first Muslim American woman superhero.
Oh, like, okay. I remember reading about that on your blog. That's really cool.
Yeah, so that's really cool. And it's, like, a really fun... I haven't read many superhero comic books. I want to try to start reading more. So if anyone has any tips on what I should get into, let me know. So, but this is, like, a really nice superhero comic book that's still really accessible.
Yeah. So are these for adults?
Yeah. I mean, kids can read them definitely too, but a lot of these are like really adult, like sagas, like definitely I would not give to a little kid.
Okay.
But yeah, there are a lot are for adults that, and you know, adult stories and adult language and adult things happening.
Yeah.
There are also comic books, you know, for kids and that are like safe for families and whatever. But I kind of was even worried. I like read Saga on the train. I like opened up this issue and was like, oh gosh, I hope that there's nothing like on these pages that I'm like embarrassed to read on the train, like where other people can see, because it's like, you know, there's some like not safe for work images.
Right. Yeah.
But it was okay.
Do you take time to like look at the pictures, or do you just like read through the dialogue really fast?
I look at the pictures. I actually usually read them multiple times, especially if you're just going issue by issue, because the first one I kind of go a little quickly because I want to find out what happened. But the art is like so incredible in Saga, and it's really beautiful to look at and tells part of the story, you know, so I think it's really important to slow down and make sure you're looking at the whole frame and not just the words, because you're gonna miss stuff. But I like to go back and read them again too.
Yeah,
so I can look closer. Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, it's been fun.
I'm still reading the Julia Child book. I mean, I feel bad because it's like I'm constantly reading this book and I haven't moved on, but I mean, I don't know who I feel bad toward because it's my life, but I like it. It's interesting, but there's no like major plot. Like she goes to France and she lives there, and it just kind of goes through her life in France, and it's interesting, and the food descriptions are amazing, and she's learning how to cook French cooking, which started her career, so that's incredible. But like, you know, she has a French dinner and she goes to a French cooking class and she hangs out with her husband, and this happens every day, just like my life.
Right.
And so, you know, it just gets a little bit mundane. So I'm like 2/3 through it, and maybe I'll finish it soon.
Okay. That sounds good. What are you cooking these days?
Well, I'm really embarrassed to say that. Well, not totally embarrassed, but we subscribe to Blue Apron, which is a subscription service that I want to talk more about in a podcast later. But I've been making Blue Apron meals for the last 3 days, and it's pretty much a godsend. Like, it's just really easy and nice. So today we had this Korean stir fry with sweet potato noodles. And they're Korean noodles that are made from dried sweet potato, but they don't taste like sweet potatoes at all.
Okay.
And it was delicious.
That sounds great. So do they send you the ingredients or like the whole meal and then you heat up?
They send me all the raw ingredients. So like today I had to peel a carrot because it wasn't peeled or whatever. And then, but most of it is pre-measured. So they'll send like a little bottle of soy sauce and a little bottle of...
I feel like I heard this on Shark Tank. Was it on Shark Tank?
I don't know. I don't watch that.
Okay. I'll check it out.
It's incredible. It's more expensive than going to the store and buying the ingredients yourself, but it is definitely less expensive than eating out.
Okay. That's good. And I feel like it's hard if you just buy a little bit of one ingredient, maybe it's better than the whole bottle.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the ways it's a little bit more expensive, because you're paying for red wine vinegar, but you're only getting 2 tablespoons, you know, instead of a whole bottle. But if you're not going to use a whole bottle of red wine vinegar, then why should you buy it?
Yeah.
And even some of the stuff that I thought I wouldn't like, I'm trying to think of an example of, cooked spinach. There was some meal last week or this week that involved cooked spinach, which I absolutely hate. And it was totally delicious.
Oh, good.
Even the things that I don't think I'm going to enjoy very much have turned out good. We haven't had a bad meal yet, so.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm not cooking anything original is the short answer to that. What are you cooking? You made lunch.
Yeah, I did make lunch, but it was like from a rotisserie chicken that I bought, and then it was frozen vegetables and frozen garlic bread, and then I had like 1,000.
That sounds amazing. P.S.
It was like pretty awesome. I'll probably have more cupcakes in a minute.
Rotisserie chicken is like the best kept secret.
Yeah, it's really great. And my mom always said to get that. And it was hard in New York because I didn't have a lot of grocery stores that were big and, like, had those. But the Jewel down the street has them and, like, has rosemary garlic rotisserie chicken.
Oh my
that's,
God.
Like, amazing. And so I get that a lot. And it's, you know, like, $7 or something and can feed a couple people or you a couple times. So
Jed, our friend Jed sent me this Men's Health article once about how to make a week's worth of dinner and lunches for, I think, $50. And one of the things on there was buy a rotisserie chicken. And then they had, like, you know, like, five different ways to use it in various things.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
And so that was really cool. And also my mom told me once that when my grandma retired, she moved out to this area of California that was like a retirement community, but it was very much independent living. And she would go to the grocery store and buy a whole chicken. And she said it smelled so good on her way home that she would open it and eat it in the car. I don't know if she'd eat the whole thing. Probably not. But I guess she would like take little bites on her way home.
That's funny. I totally get that. I feel like I would do that if I could. I'm walking.
Yeah. Rosebud Thorne, go.
Okay. My rose this week was definitely Memorial Day weekend. I went to Michigan with my boyfriend and his family, and it was really beautiful and fun, and we were up there for a couple of days, so that is definitely my rose. My thorn is that I mean, I've had like such a great week that I like don't even have a thorn, which is awesome, but I'm like out of clean clothes and have to do laundry, and I hate doing laundry. So I have to do some laundry soon, which is like a total not problem problem. And my bud is I'm really excited to this weekend go see our friend Anna. And she just recently moved, and so I'm going to go check out her new apartment and hopefully help her get settled a little bit.
That sounds... Wait, I had a question about your rose. Oh, what lake... Were you on Lake Michigan?
Yeah, Lake Michigan. Mm-hmm. And there were some other little... There was, like, Glen Lake was also... It was, like, a little lake in the area. But, yeah, we were, like, right on Lake Michigan, which is beautiful.
It looked gorgeous. Okay, my rosebud thorn. I might go backwards. My bud is AJ and I might go out on Saturday to go see 21 Jump Street.
Oh, awesome.
With Channing Tatum and is it Jonah Hill?
Yeah, I just saw the first one on Memorial Day weekend for the first time.
Okay, so is this a sequel or a remake?
I think it's a sequel. I think it's 22 Jump Street maybe, and I think it's a sequel.
I better watch the first one.
Oh, yeah, you'll probably, I mean, I don't think you need to see it to get what's happening, but it was, like, funny and good, so you should watch it.
Okay. is Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill in the first one?
Yes.
Oh, okay, for some reason I thought it was, like, a remake from a movie in the 70s or something.
The first one was a remake from, like, a TV show or a movie or something.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm with you. And my rose would probably be the brunch, most likely. But also last night I came home and finished cooking dinner and looked very sadly at the dishes, and AJ offered to do them for me, and that was really sweet. So that's like high up there with brunch for me. And Thorn... Work is, like, a little bit stressful. We have, like, a deadline coming up, and I feel like one of my cases took a really long time this quarter, so I'm, like, a little bit behind. So I have to get two more things done in the next week and a half or so, and it's definitely doable, but a little bit stressful.
I totally feel that, but it will be awesome.
Yeah. Cool. We should talk about where people can find us if they don't know already.
Yes. So you can find me, I'm Ray, at raisedays.com and also on Twitter at RCL Knudsen.
And I'm Jules, and I am at ovenlovinblog.com, and I'm on Twitter at Julesy with a Y. Cool.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thank you. Bye.